B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday at 8:30, which means game time. Today we are playing Ripped from the Headlines. True or false? Now here's your master of ceremonies, Pat Egan.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
A little lazy, Coach. Usually it's like the man who's been in many headlines for all the wrong reasons or something. I mean, you really mailed that in.
Sometimes under other names.
Jesus, man, be better.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm not doing that again. Okay, so yes, ripped from the headlines. I'm going to give you gentlemen a headline. You just have to tell me if it's real or fake. The caller is going to decide if he agrees with you or disagrees with you.
Okay.
The caller has the final say. Prizes this week are really good. We have a $50 Wendy's gift card. We have a pair of tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd on Saturday, June 11th at the PPL Center in Allentown. We have a pair of tickets to see Train with Jewel and Blues Travelers on June 14th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
I crushed on Jewel hard.
BB&T, formerly the tweeter.
Oh, yeah, she's crushable.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on digital, and everybody who plays is going to get a pair of passes to see Netflix's new film Hustle early this next Tuesday. It's June 7th at the Philadelphia Film Center.
Can't wait to see that.
610-632-0975 if you want to get in. Let's start off with Adam in Kensington. Adam, you are going to be playing with John Kincaid. John, the headline I am going to give you is American Airlines removes passenger who won't stop doing pull-ups. Is that a real headline or a fake headline?
I believe it's a fake headline.
Adam, do you agree with him or disagree?
I disagree.
All right, let's find out.
That was a real headline.
Adam,
nice. Good job, Adam.
Adam does win. John, you were wrong. Yes, American Airlines removes passenger who won't stop doing pull-ups mid-flight. Somewhere between Phoenix and Boston, a gentleman stood from his seat and started doing pull-ups on the overhead bin repeatedly, even when asked to stop by passengers and crew members. But when you got to get your workout in, you got to get your workout in.
Why were passengers asking him to stop?
Because nobody wants to see a dude, you know, get
you don't want your wife stolen by the guy flexing his muscles on the flight, right? He's probably putting out the vibe. Everybody got nervous.
I did ask Connor why he did
why he did it?
Phoenix, and that's what he.
What's Adam winning?
Adam is going to win a $50 Wendy's gift card as well as a pair of passes to Netflix new film Hustle on Tuesday, June 7th.
Great job, Adam!
Philadelphia Film Center. Adam Sandler stars as a down on his luck basketball scout that discovers a once in a lifetime player. Streaming on Netflix June 8th, but it should say it stars Anthony Gargano.
Yes, it does.
Who is featured prominently in this movie, our own Anthony Gargano.
Did I hear that Adam may be in town for this?
He's not.
He is not. Okay.
He's not. He's filming a sequel to another Netflix movie.
Oh, okay.
But it's really good, though.
Okay,
really
good.
Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're going to play with your New Jersey brethren, Bob Cooney. Bob?
All right, Brian.
Bob, the headline I'm going to give you is Boy Finds 75-Pound Hamster in Backyard While Burying a Dead Cat. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's false, Mr. Egan. What do you think, Bri?
Bri?
I'll ride with Bob.
Let's find out.
That was a fake headline.
Yeah, way to go, Brian.
Yeah, that's not real. 75 pounds, that's where you lost him, Coach.
Can a hamster be 75 pounds?
Exactly.
No, I mean, they can't?
I don't think so.
Could they be 10?
Yeah, they could be 10.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you get
Brian over in Jersey. You got the big hamsters?
You get them on Co-Pair Health, and they slim down pretty quickly. Brian, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd on Saturday, June 11th
at
the PPL Center in Allentown. Get tickets at pplcenter.com, 610-632-0975 if you want to play with us. Let's go to John in the Northeast. John, you were playing with Jamie Lynch, okay?
What do you say, bro?
Let's go, John.
Jamie? Your headline is, a train left 25 seconds early in Japan. The company wants everyone to know it's really, really sorry. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
All right, John, do you agree?
I want to agree with Jamie there. Yes, sir.
That was a real headline.
Oh, yes! Sweet!
It was indeed a real headline.
I thought I knew that they're very apologetic culture. I could be wrong.
I wish SEPTA took notes. travelandleisure.com.
Wait a minute. In China this was?
Yes.
An apologetic culture?
No, I'm sorry. In Japan.
Japan. Yes.
Travelandleisure.com had a story in February that a train in Japan closed their doors and pulled away a mere 25 seconds early. The early departure apparently caused one person to miss their train and resulted in the company issuing a strong apology.
Wow.
For the severe inconvenience. SEPTA would have told you, too bad.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have.
Yeah, no, they would have.
They probably would have laughed at
John,
you.
John, you are going to end up winning Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on digital, now available on digital, rated PG from Paramount Pictures, and, of course, the Passy Netflix's new film, Hustle, on Tuesday, June 7th.
All right.
Let's keep it rolling with Mike in Gloucester City. Mike, you are playing with John Kincaid.
What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, John? How you doing, buddy?
All right, we're
going
to match wits here. Here we go.
John, the headline I'm giving you is: a blind man spends $5,000 at a strip club on 110 private dances. Is that real or fake?
I say it's real.
All right, Mike, do you agree?
I'm going to agree with John.
That 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic was a fake headline.
Nah. I'm sorry, Mike.
Mike, and both of you, Mike and John, do the math here. A $5,000, 110 private, like, it more. It's more money than that.
Well, I mean, Mike, we're good men. We're not.
He's blind. He probably wants to do the
Mike braille. And I. Mike can and I have never had to pay women to dance for us.
Never not once. Can I ask Pat a question?
Yes. Yeah, sure. And guess what? Pat, if you get this right, Mike, you're going to win something.
Okay. Listen, so my kid is into hockey. I've never been into hockey. Dude, his gloves stink so bad. You're a hockey guy.
Yeah.
How do I stop that?
You can't.
Wait a minute. Let's give him something,
you
though,
can't.
For that.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're gonna give you a pair of things.
We're going to give you some Febreze, Mike.
you know, you should get those charcoal bags that you're supposed to put in sneakers. It's supposed to absorb smell and keep it in.
How about those little...
It's not going to fix it, but it might help.
Mike, I'll actually wash my gloves because it's one of the few items you can wash. You just don't put them in the dryer. Dryer sheets will help, but honestly, man, you're in for a long career. Your car's gonna
How
stink.
About the I used to have the posts on the back where you could put them outside and let them air out outside.
Yeah, it only goes so
but
far.
But when it gets cold, you can't do that.
Mike is gonna win a pair of tickets to see Train with Jewel and Blues Traveler on June 14th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Get tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to the last one.
All right.
Bill in Quakertown. Bill, you're gonna end up playing with Bob Cooney. All right.
All right, here we go, Cooney.
All right, let's go, Bill.
Bob, your headline is, Philadelphia man claims he can tackle a Philadelphia Eagles legend while driving shirtless in his car to work. Is that real or fake?
Here in this office, it might be real, but I'm going to overall say it's fake.
Bill, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree with Bob.
All right, let's find out.
That was a fake headline.
Yeah. All right, way to go, Bill.
Yes, gentlemen, the blog has not picked up that story quite yet. I'm sure it's coming in the
next. You mean Crossing Broad isn't all over
Radio
that one?
Wars. It'll be Connor Thomas thinks he can tackle Brian Westbrook. But, Bill, you're going to end up winning what we're going to give you here, a $50 Wendy's gift card.
That's a good deal.
All right, when you want to get hot and juicy hamburger, go to Square, go to Wendy's, and that is game time. We do have a few more, though.
All right, let's do it. Let's play along.
Sure,
you guys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
Jamie?
We'll go to Jamie here. Woman boards flight to find her seat assignment is in the plane's lavatory.
I'm going to go true.
That is indeed true. According to Travel and Leisure, one woman wasn't lucky. On board a Lion Air flight, she discovered that her seat 35F didn't actually exist. The rows ended at 34. Her assigned seat then was technically the bathroom.
By the way,
and found her another seat after she took to social media to share the mix-up. Tell you right now, if you hit up Vince Rizzuto from Philly Sports Trips, this never would have been an issue for her, but she
didn't. No, never. I look at the seating chart. Do you, when you book a flight, I pick a seat then.
Yeah, you
yeah,
immediately.
I like to do it right
and up. I never want to be near the toilets.
No.
Can't have it.
Well, John, soccer referee, yellow cards player, then takes selfie with Brazil legend.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. In the second half of the 2019 soccer match, Philadelphia legend Kaká was dribbling down the field when a referee blew her whistle, stopped the game for a moment, gave the 37-year-old a yellow card. Kaká was so confused, and then the ref took out her phone and asked for a selfie.
Kaká.
I have an autographed Kaká jersey.
Westchester man changed his name to Leo DiCaprio and scores big on three dating websites.
Westchester? Probably. There's creeps out there. I'll say, yeah.
Yeah, this is creepy but genius, and it is true, according to Match.com. Westchester man named Jackson McNulty legally changed his name to Leo DiCaprio, scored over 750 matches on three different dating sites in a 24-hour period.
But wait.
He asked for and received over 250 risque photos from his matches. Once the sites realized the issue, though, they discontinued his accounts.
Yeah, but if his real name is Leo DiCaprio, he could sue them.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
You know. He could sue them if that's his real
name. I think
name.
When you get 250 risque photos, you don't need to sue. Absolutely. You got what you came for.
I would say that if you change your name to Leo DiCaprio, though, that's a thing. Now, I know some McNultys.
I know a McNulty.
I'm hoping it's not any of the McNultys that I know that would do that, but it is sort of ingenious. Hey, Staples stores are a new world of possible. They've got innovative tools for small business, remote workers, and learners. You can explore more at your local Staples store or visit staplesconnect.com. If you were going to change your name to something, what would you change your name? Because I thought about giving myself, now that Pennsylvania does not allow me to use my confirmation name as my middle name.
I'd go with a former 1800s baseball great Titcomb.
That's what you'd be?
Titcomb Lynch.
That would be your name?
I think it flows, yeah.
What about you, Bobby? If you were changing your name to something.
I would just go with a one-word name. Like Cher?
Like Kaka?
Like that. Is caca one word or is that hyphenated?
Yeah. It's one word, isn't it?
Yeah. Caca.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho Cooney would be perfect.
I think that's good. That works for me.
I think I'd change my name to Ricky Batalico.
That's pretty good.
You think so?
I don't think it'd be bad.
But there'd be places where you were welcome and places you weren't before you even got started. I mean, I didn't think about that aspect of it.
I'd like to change it to John Kincaid.
All right, well, let's go. No, you don't want that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.